going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. And there we're having a casual conversation like we ain't live right now. I mean, goddamn.
No, you just don't.
What's the name of the person? Clean Coochie? What's his name?
Clean Coochie Cutter. No, Clean Coochie Beats.
Oh, Clean Coochie Beats.
He asked why I blocked him.
He asked Layla why she blocked him.
But we're here. I'm Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Over here we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. I'm so good.
Yes, indeed. And over here we have, with the fly hat on,
with the
it's cute,
we have Bree. Introduce yourself to the folks, Bree.
What's up? It's Bree. Blah, blah, blah. No, what's up, y'all?
Bree got the hat on. Bree is coming in with the fashion choices.
Michael Jackson vibe.
All
here.
Day. Hold on. We got.
Hey. Hey. Oh. Hey.
It's for Bree today.
I cannot
this
get
for,
up.
This for goddamn Bree today. She's getting. Hold on. We got to give it up for Bree. She's
you
doing.
Oh, my damn. Oh, no, what the shit.
Put on some Mac and music. Hold on. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me see. We got the chat room popping. Wait, somebody in chat room. Somebody said Young Buck got exposed again. What happened with Young Buck, guys? Somebody
Man,
in the chat
I
room
hate
said.
When the news come in. When
I know.
Right
here. When we get live, what happened with Young Buck?
Man, see.
Oh, Young Buck was had a trainee.
Another one.
God damn.
Trainee after trainee.
Damn, he had another.
Just call them
oh,
what it is.
Oh my
At this
god!
Point, it is what it is.
Okay, let me. I'm gonna look that up while we're on the show. That's interesting, man.
That's like the third time
somebody said Young Butt. Damn.
That's so stupid.
Man. Oh, okay, but we're here. God. We're here, y'all. We're here doing our thing. It's a beautiful Tuesday out here in the streets, and a lot of stuff going on out here in the news. Did y'all hear about Donald Trump calling the porn chick he had the affair with? He got on Twitter and called her horse face.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
He got on Twitter. He said, yeah, old horse face, because they threw out the lawsuit she had against him.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they did. So he's gloating about it, and he's like, yeah, old horse face has to pay the legal fees back to my folks. So
he's just doing whatever.
He's
right
just
now.
Doing whatever.
Wow.
Why isn't he impeached yet?
Man,
what's going on? What
I mean, they've just denigrated the goddamn White House at this point.
Wow, it's a joke.
They can say anything and do anything. And remember when Obama and Michelle were in office, they were raising hell over Michelle's arms being out. Her having her elbows on the table,
wow.
They raised bloody hell. So now they're letting this shit just run amok out here. And speaking of Trump, did y'all see T.I.'s promo for his album? Did y'all see that?
Yep, I seen it.
Where he had this chick look just like Melania.
Yep.
Twerking on the desk. Gangsta.
They're trying to get him, like people, boycott T.I.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, girl, bye.
Man.
Boycott T.I. for what?
For that. They're mad. The White House is mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about it's unacceptable. I'm
wow.
Like, what? The so president is
shit.
Unacceptable.
I know.
Yeah, how
should
be so unacceptable for
that's
everybody
unacceptable.
Else? But he
could grab
do.
People's pussies, but that's acceptable, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the news?
Well, before I really, really get into the news, yesterday, let's just discuss this group text that I sent you and Bree.
Yes, yes. Mm.
It was a video of allegedly Ella May going in.
Yeah.
But
and by going in, what do you mean by going in?
Going in on Pornhub, give it some head. Yeah. However, we did some investigation.
It wasn't really her.
It looked her twin, though, Tariq, though.
Yeah, yeah, but whoever it was, if she has an album coming out, I'm buying it. Shit. Because she was going to goddamn
every
town.
Dude I sent that to, was like, I don't give a fuck who that is. Well, I need to find out.
Man.
I was like, good Lord, jeez.
Oh, and look, something just broke. Y'all know what? That dude from the Bunny Ranch up there in Nevada?
I heard of it.
Y'all remember where...
Lamar
Yeah, yeah, he went up there and overdosed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brothel has been on HBO and stuff. Yeah, yeah. The owner just died.
Like right now?
Just right now. It's like trending right now. Dennis Hoff. That's his name. He just died.
He was older, though, right?
Yeah, he's 72. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he looked like he was 90.
Yeah,
you know,
age. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, he just died.
So. Of natural causes?
We're trying to see. That's very interesting. A lot of
Why is it interesting that he old as shit?
Yeah, yeah.
72 really not that old.
It's not that old because he got old, you know. Yeah.
It's
kind of
old for them.
Wow. And he's a Trump supporter. He was a Trump-loving brothel owner. People point that out. So, you know, shout out to Ogun.
Wow.
You dig?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Man. So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Man, Uncle Snoop went crazy in the news this weekend.
I seen it.
What happened with Snoop?
Snoop released a video talking about, I found out who Kiki is. That's why your ass going crazy. That's why he over there long dicking your wife.
Yeah, damn. He went in.
I'm talking about
went in.
You see how I'm trying to hold back a little bit. There was no hold back from Snoop.
He went in. He was like, that's why you so mad. Because, Drake over there dicking down your wife. I mean, going in.
Damn.
So it's been speculation. You know what I'm saying? But for Snoop to be connected to the industry the way he is and release a video saying that, it's like... Is that confirmation that Drake really smashed? Like
some shit.
Was it before Kanye? Like, I have so many questions.
She's always kind of had a man though. So when maybe she may have a 2 month break or something, but she kind of always consistently had a man. Like always. Yeah.
And also, guys, look, I think we fixed the phone lines.
Yes.
I think we finally fixed the phone lines.
People was asking about calls. Yes. Y'all don't take calls no more.
Let's try it. The phone number is 818-850-5404.
Let's see if we got it popping.
Let's see, because I had to do a whole bunch of tweaks and gadgets and all that. So try it. 818-850-5404. Let's call up and let's see if we got the sound correct, family, and then we're gonna chop it up with you guys. Layla, what else is hold on, before I do that, let me check. Here's somebody calling. Let's see who we got. That it's working.
Oh, it's working. It's
hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm on the show.
Yes, you're on this nigga right here.
Oh, sorry.
We surprised him. Shit.
That nigga thought he called up though. A massage parlor.
This
he was
Jonathan
expecting to leave a message. That nigga called up. He was expecting this.
You so ridiculous.
All right, what's going on, brother? Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's up, Tariq? What's up, Layla? How you doing, Bree?
Hi.
Good.
Okay.
Any goddamn day.
I just want to know about if you're going to talk about the Drake interview and as well about Ghana giving a dual citizenship to African Americans and I'm going to
touch on that. We'll touch on that. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I heard Ghana. Hold on, let me hang this nigga up with all this shit going on in the background. Okay, but yeah, Ghana. You know they are offering. Well, they had something called Right to Abode, and I think they're making it easier for black people to kind of move over there and then later on obtain dual citizenship. And that's a good thing. I'm very interested in that. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Would you guys want to go over there and get dual citizenship just to have it, just in case some shit goes down?
That's a great idea, actually, because I'm not happy with America and the direction we're going. So, why not?
Yeah, we do need to link up and click up and all that. Would you want to do that, Bree?
I would want to go visit first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And meet the people.
Bree, she ain't going over there.
Bree, she's suspect. She's like,
Bree don't
want to
go. Bree, like, hey, dude, they don't have no damn good bundles over there. Shit, I ain't about to go over there. If they got dual citizenship in Malaysia, I'd go there.
You stupid. But, you know, I hear, you know, when I lived in Atlanta, a lot of Africans lived in Atlanta at the same time. I don't know if they still there, but a lot of people would tell me how they don't, like, care for African Americans,
but we need to go see for ourselves.
Over there, that's what I'm saying. I would want to go see.
Yeah,
over there, they're good. They're cool. They treat you with a lot of respect over there. The thing is, you know, when we see Africans over here, a lot of them have been vetted, and a lot of them have been put on the coon train, so they make sure they're coonish before they get over here. Just like that show 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my God.
I always go back to that. That they got this motherfucker, ooh, yes, Trump, I love a Trump. You know, they make sure you're a coon so he can get over. Yeah. So they make you a coon before they let you over here.
Yeah, I just, every time I meet a guy from Africa, he's like talking real bad about a black girl and like, really? Y'all ghetto.
Yeah,
they call black girls
like
really
you,
ghetto.
Motherfuckers.
No, like it's that? Just they treat you, they treat black women a certain way because of their perception of us from TV, probably. Mm. Or, you know.
You're not obedient. You don't listen. Yeah. You don't listen. Right, right. You get a smart mouth.
Yeah.
I beat you.
Damn.
Yeah, so I've heard. I've never dealt with.
You dated an African dude before, right?
Yeah, no. You did.
We never dated an African dude?
Oh, we went on like a date or two. It wasn't. We weren't like serious dating.
So it was a couple of days that went bad?
No, he was actually a really cool guy. Okay. Like he was, but he did say that to me. He did say like, I usually never date black girls because they are usually really ghetto.
I don't date you black.
And he was like, you are the opposite of them.
Those boobies. It made me change my mind.
You stupid. No, he was just like, you know, you are different from other black girls that I've met. And I ain't know whether to be offended or like,
oh, damn.
I was kind of offended.
Did you ask him what was the difference?
Yeah.
What was the difference?
He was like conversation, like class.
Like it's we're hard classless. To kind
of. Yeah, but he grouped a lot black women together.
Mm,
and wow. I'm like, you probably ran into like a girl that ain't never been nowhere and, you know, excited to be around. So I was like, he was like, no, it wasn't only one time. I was
right,
like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Lord.
I was trying to fend for us, but.
Lord. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Mr. Nasheed? My man. It's your boy Paulie out of Detroit, man. Well,
how you doing, brother? What's going on with you?
I called up before. What's up, Bri and Layla? How y'all doing?
Good. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I just want to salute the big homie Nasheed, man. Look, bro, I've been getting a lot of game from you, man. Pass it down to my nephews. I let them listen to that that one you had about valuing your seed back in the day, bro. Yeah. I want to see you put some more of that stuff back on your new page, man, because that shit is golden, bro.
Absolutely.
It changed a lot of people's lives, man, that game, bro.
Most definitely. Respect, brother.
But salute, man. Respect to y'all. See y'all later. Shout out. Ism Radio.
All right,
peace out.
Thank you. All right.
So sweet. Just a little promo.
I know. Yeah.
That's what most of our calls be, though.
I know.
Tariq, my man. You the man.
Y'all, man. Y'all the shit. All right, that's all I want to say.
I'm going to go back and listen to your Mac lessons now. Yeah. I never really got a chance to do that.
Oh, yeah. The Mac lessons are classic.
People always say that.
I could hear right now all the Pam Grier advice you trying to get a nigga. Like, this is how you get Foxy Brown.
Lord, but yeah, the Mac lessons are classic.
I need to go listen to that.
Yes, indeed. Now, who is this we got on this phone? What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Joanna Stevens. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Joanna Stevens. I know, boy, she sounds like she worked for the government. You used to call them people. This is Joanna Stevens from the water company. You're about to get turned off at 3:00 if you don't bring a payment in.
I got through.
Yes, you hear, Joanna.
I couldn't believe I got through.
Now, how do you? How do you?
I was just calling this.
Joanna, slow down.
I'll be 30 in January.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, what's on your mind, dear?
Yeah. I was just calling to shout you guys out, and I thank you guys so much for being who you guys are and to keep things running. My life has been crazy lately. My little sister was murdered in March of this year
in
Brooklyn,
that.
New York. She was stabbed to death. Another young lady killed her, and they caught her and found her in Texas, all the way from New York. So this girl was traveling 3 states. It's online. Her name is Ebony Young, my little sister. Ebony Young, Ebony Young, Young.
And who's the woman who stabbed her?
20 years old.
Who's the woman who stabbed her?
Claudia, her name is Claudia Hospedelis, and she's 26 years old. She's on Rikers Island right now. And that's basically what's going on. We're just waiting for trial to start.
Why she stab her?
We still don't know. They got into some kind of argument, and she attacked my sister. Wow. We still haven't seen the tape yet. We waiting for trial for, you know, to see that, the footage, because we want to know exactly what happened.
Wow.
And the witnesses, a lot of people don't know. They're like, they don't know. They were just yelling and screaming at each other. My little sister, you know, she tried to get away from her, but she came back around. She came to her 3 times, and the 3rd time she stabbed her in her heart.
God damn. I hate to hear that, sister. Yeah. I hate to hope everything gets taken care of as far as that, but I hate to hear that. But thank you for the call, yes, sister. Yeah,
and they only just charging her with manslaughter. So we trying to like really start a movement to get her charges up, you know?
Okay.
She murdered her.
Wow.
So we dealing with that. But if you want to look me up, I'm on Instagram. It's VB Ladies. V as in Victor, V as in boy. And it's Lady, L-A-D-I-E-S.
Cool. Okay, so we'll look you up, sister. Thank you so much. Now, people, if y'all are out there in Brooklyn, because y'all know we're out there doing some things in Brooklyn now with the DA out there trying to get them to charge that racist-ass white supremacist female who was targeting this little boy, talking about he sexually assaulted her. And look, if y'all stabbing up other black folks out here, goddamn,
okay.
don't give these other people no fucking pass,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
My goodness. We got to get off that shit. Y'all, all these other terrorists are living around here who are non-black.
Attacking us.
And attacking us and attacking our babies and y'all letting them walk around and y'all just targeting black people for any other goddamn thing. We got to cut that BS out. Let me get another call. Let's see who we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Tariq, what's going on, brother?
What's up, bro? Who is this?
This is Eric from South Central Los Angeles.
Eric from South Central. Man, you called before, haven't you?
Nah, first time. Long time listener, though, man. Long time listener.
What
how you doing, ladies? Bree, Layla?
Hi.
Hey, we all were real weak with that. Right. I mean, the other call brought everything down a little bit. What part of South Central are you in, by the way, brother?
Vermont and Hoover, brother.
There
Vermont
you go. Hoover. Shout out to the Hoovers.
Yeah.
Man. What's on your mind?
Tariq, I was just calling. I wanted to get your comments or your thoughts about the gentrification that's going on in Inglewood.
Yeah.
Surrounding areas. Yeah. I'll listen to your answer offline.
Okay.
Enjoy your day, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, Inglewood, man. Yeah, they're whitening that up right now because they're building that stadium out there. You know, my daughter's mother has a nail salon hair shop out there, so they've been trying to raise the rent out there for the black businesses to drive them out. So that's real heavy. That's real heavy. So a lot of people, a lot of the business owners, they need to kind of pool together so that they can target some of the political people down there so they don't create a green light for other people to come in and run them out. This is where the political clout comes in on a local level. But I digress as far as that. Layla, what else is happening in the news, dear?
Did you guys happen to catch the Drake LeBron interview?
I saw little bits and pieces of it. What were some of the things they were talking about?
Well, Drake mainly was touching on how deep the whole thing was with him and Kanye. How Kanye strategically asked him to come to Wyoming.
Yeah.
To work on Drake's album. He's like, man, I want to help you. I want to be Quincy Jones. Like, I want to be a big brother to you. Got him to come to Wyoming. He said, look, you got to be transparent with me. You got to tell me your business. I need to know everything about you. So Drake trusted him, told him about his son, his baby mom, how he's having problems. So Drake's producer, 40, had already felt like a weird vibe. And he kind of told Drake, like, I kind of feel a little weird vibe. But, you know, Drake was like, yeah, okay, you know, I feel like he's sincere. So anyway, when Drake left, he said, I didn't even really leave with any many songs, maybe like one. And then the next couple days, here Kanye comes out with, Pusha T came out with the diss record.
Right, right.
So then right after that, Kanye texted him, was like, I love you, brother. I love you, man. You family. Like, so he felt like, damn, this nigga is dark. Like, he's trolling me. And I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts on that? Because people were hitting me up in my DMs like, how do you know? They was, like, kind of riding for Kanye. Like, how do you know Drake ain't lying? We never seen any pictures with him and Kanye. How we know? I'm thinking, y'all don't have to have pictures.
Right.
We don't know what celebrities do. It's tons of celebrities that are friends that just because they didn't take a picture together don't mean that they friends. You know what I mean? So what are y'all thoughts on that whole thing?
Well, now, you know, I think Drake said something to the effect where he told Kanye about his son.
Right.
And then, you know, Kanye went to Pusha, you know. So Kanye was probably doing some slick shit. Kanye is crazy as cat shit right now, so I believe Drake.
But, yeah, I do too, because did you ever see the interview that Charlamagne went to Kanye's house? And do you remember that interview? I don't know if y'all seen it, where Kanye kept saying, I know I got karma coming. I know I got karma. He, like, kept fucking saying it. Like, he kept saying, I was like, damn, what did he do?
I know.
Like, he kept saying, I know I have karma. I know I have it coming. I know I have it coming. So he knows that he's not right.
Yeah, he's done some slick shit. He probably did some slick shit. And what's funny, Drake was talking about, you know, there's rules to beef. And, you know, what the shit Pusha T did or whatever, somebody need to put hands on him. And Drake was kind of talking that. I'm like, if y'all get y'all ass whooped by a light skinned nigga, all your black card is gonna get revoked. A light skinned Canadian nigga, no.
Yeah, and Drake wasn't gonna do it.
I know Drake ain't.
No,
about
Drake ain't even about that life at all. But you know,
man,
I'm glad he went ahead and said his little piece because he was quiet. People was like wondering, but he claims that he actually did write. You know, he replied. He said it just never came out.
Yeah, because he was gonna reveal that he fucked Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
like,
oh wow, yeah, that's probably what he was gonna do. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Anthony across the street.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's up, Lele? What's up, Rick?
What's up, though?
I just had two quick questions real quick. All right, first question. Like, when you're dealing with a female with kids, and then, you know, y'all end up not working out, but you still attached to the kid or whatever, like, how you supposed to play that situation? Like, you supposed to just stop talking to the kid, too?
No, it depends on how long you've been dealing with a woman and how much time you have invested with the kid and how much energy the kid has invested in you. Because sometimes if it's a woman who's used to dealing with a bunch of niggas and you're like, man, I got to go see them kids don't give a fuck about you. They see niggas come in and out that house all day. So it just that's why it depends on how much energy kid has for you.
We was dealing with each other for like a couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now that's something different. Kid. Yeah. So y'all can still have a relationship if y'all been dealing with each other for a couple of years.
But then what happens when she moves on and the next dude is in? You know that there poses a problem.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, y'all got to have a relationship where you're cool with being friends. Was the breakup bad? Because a lot of times, you know, somebody did some shiesty shit. There's no trust there.
I ain't going to say it was, like, real bad or not. It was kind of, like, mutual.
You know,
we just, like, you know, yeah, we just came to the agreements that it wasn't going to work.
And also, do you genuinely have a concern for the kid, or is the kid a proxy that you're using just to stay close to the lady?
Okay,
Doctor,
you better go.
No, I really care. I really care about her daughter. We real close. Like she's six or whatever, so she FaceTime, you know, all that type of stuff.
Okay. So I would say keep a very friendly relationship with your ex. Make sure y'all cool. Make sure you guys are good, and let her know that you know you still want to help out with the baby, the kid, that you want to see the kid every blue moon, and just keep it real amicable. But don't use that as an excuse to try to slide up in there on the low. You dig? Trying to, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas be doing that shit.
No, I don't like that. And I got one more question. My last question was: how do you ever like your insecurities that you might have that prevents you from approaching women or whatever?
Now, what insecurity do you have? It depends on the insecurity. What do you have?
You know, like, when I be trying to talk to dimes or whatever, I be thinking, like, dang, I don't know if I'm, you know, the guy that's going to go for it or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I look like I got enough money or, you know what I'm saying, or do I look up the part of her and all that type of stuff.
And that's the thing. That's where guys mess up. Let me tell you something. The same energy y'all put in these average ass, below average women, you better put them in these dimes. You dig? Because some of these average ones try to act like dimes. Mm. And they be having dime energy and be better fucked up in the game. Just like niggas. A lot of women are sometimes intimidated by dudes who are ballers, but you got niggas working at Church's Chicken who's acting like a baller when he get his goddamn check. Mm-hmm. And that nigga be arrogant as hell. On Friday.
Humble as hell on Wednesday.
When Monday roll back around, boy, that motherfucker's praying and giving his life over to Jesus, praying for a financial blessing and all this old shit. But when that nigga get his check, he's balling the hell out and acting a fool and showing out. So the same thing with women, man. The same energy you put in an average chick, you put that energy in a dime. And if you're going to get rejected big. If you're going to get rejected by somebody, make sure you get rejected by a dime. Don't get rejected by a motherfucker who looks like Gollum from Lord of the fucking Rings. You dig?
Yeah, I feel so. Like, what's some techniques, you know what I'm saying, you could do to, like, you know, like, build up more confidence yourself to approach one?
There's only one technique. It's the don't give a fuck technique. I don't give a fuck about rejection. If you reject me, I'm going to be all right. See, we got to stop being afraid of rejection. Everybody has been rejected. Everybody has shot their shot and they've been rejected. Everybody's been kicked to the curb. Even fine women have been kicked to the curb. Holly Berry has been kicked to the fucking curb.
A few times
mm-hmm. by dudes. If that fine motherfucker can get kicked to the curb, your musty ass can get kicked to the curb too. So understand that part of the game. We're going to have flaws. See, we get caught up in flaws. Ain't nobody perfect out here. Ain't no perfect balling niggas. No. Just because a nigga's balling don't mean he's perfect. Kanye is balling. Crazy as fucking cat shit. You dig? So ain't no perfect person. Ain't nobody perfect out here. Understand that. So you just be the most confident you can be and don't give a shit about rejection. You understand? Shoot your shot.
Some dimes don't even have their shit together.
Hell no. You got some broke-ass dimes out here.
Broke-ass sleeping on the couch dimes.
So they ain't doing you no fucking favor.
With no car.
My man. But thank you for the call, brother. Yeah. Don't worry about that. I mean, just a motherfucker cute don't mean shit.
Not at all.
Yeah, because a lot of people be scared to approach dimes. So.
Yeah.
They be waiting for somebody to approach them.
Yeah. The dimes are actually more cooperative because niggas are scared to holler at them. Right. So, you know, niggas... Right.
And then when you get rejected, don't go back. Like, just walk away.
Yeah, don't get
mad. If she wants you, she gonna turn around. Because that be the thing. Like, you tell them no and they keep coming back and then they become annoying as fuck. And it's like...
Chill out. And when they get rejected, motherfuckers start cussing the women out and all that shit, showing more insecurity.
Exactly.
You know, you want to give her negative energy to feel better about yourself.
I never understood that.
Real zero fucks given. Like,
yeah.
That's how you got to approach it.
Absolutely. Man, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, shit, my phone.
You threw it to you. See, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Okay, it's funny because I got such enjoyment. I did a, y'all know who Hallway Hillary is?
Yeah.
I did a Hallway Hillary before I came here. I'll tell you later. But no, I'm sure you guys know who Hallway Hillary is. She basically, this lady that lived in a building in St. Louis, it was a guy trying to get into the building.
Right.
And he was being very calm, very cool, very collective. And she's like, let me in, ma'am. You know, she's like, where's your key fob? Hold up. No. You can't get in. Excuse me, sir. Like, she's blocking this man from getting in his apartment building.
Right.
Trying to be a fucking hall monitor. But no, and she bold as shit because she doesn't know if this man's mentality is. Luckily, he was a cool guy and he was chilling. But actually, she ended up getting fired from her real estate job because they said they don't tolerate racism. Mm-hmm. Hallway Hillary.
But the dude, though, the guy, he's a low-key coon, though.
Oh,
yeah.
You would go find out.
He was on some, hey, let's leave her alone. All lives matter.
That's because she tried to. Did you see it towards the end of the video? She kind of turned it like, I just want to know who you are. I want to be. We're neighbors.
And people start finding his Facebook pages, and that nigga's booed up with white women. Oh, that nigga went to the prom with white women.
You know what?
Oh,
I'm so sorry for nigga. Your ass.
Yeah, that nigga, he got a little butter biscuit crumb.
He's tap dancing.
Oh, we all in this together.
I knew Tariq was going to get to the bottom of it.
Let's all love one another. He's one of them niggas.
Why. Well, you know, but he deserved that. Man.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, you know, still, I'm glad that woman got fired for her bullshit. But these coons cooning it up. That's not going
to
save
you. Oh, did you hear what he said, though? I did hear him say, I thought that would never happen to me.
Yeah.
Nigga, what makes you so different?
Because he been messing with white girls all his life.
I thought that would never happen to me.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Exactly.
I can't.
That's what you think.
Y'all niggas learn the hard way out here.
It don't matter how much money you got. Look at Bill Cosby. I mean, there's so many examples.
Yeah. Now, let's see who else is on this phone. I love the phone working.
Again. I know.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? This is Jamie from Dallas.
Jamie from Dallas. How are you, brother?
I'm good. What up, Layla? What up, Bree?
Hey.
What's up, Jamie?
All right, so Flex, it's this girl I work with. I kind of been pursuing her for a minute. So, you know, all the time, she always, you know, next time I'm free, we're going to do something, but she's never really free. So last week, well, actually yesterday, she invited me to this higher party that they do out here every year.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
oh, that, no. Oh, I'm already telling. There's somebody there she was fucking. There's somebody who was.
No.
did you go?
What kind of party?
A higher party. Like a job?
A Hyatt
hotel party.
Okay. Yeah. And they do that every year out here. And it'd be a lot of females in there, man. Like, sisters in there be looking good. Like, good enough to eat, man. And, like, the problem is, like, I don't want to, like, distance, because I'm going to the party with her. I'm pretty much.
Oh, so y'all haven't went already. Y'all haven't been.
No, the party's a Saturday, actually.
Okay, this is what I'm telling you. Okay, let's pause for a minute. There's somebody there that she's fucking. She's already fucking somebody who's going to be there. That's
how
why
do
she's.
You know that?
I know this. I'm telling you. I'm an expert at this shit.
Oh my God.
I've told y'all for years, going back to the Mac Lesson show, when these women, you haven't been out with her, she's been running around, beating around the bush and all this shit.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, she invites you to a specific party where there's going to be people there that she knows, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Absolutely. So why would a woman, she ain't been on a date with you, why would she invite you somewhere when there's a bunch of people that she knows?
Well, not to cut you off, Flex, but she said maybe we can do something earlier in the day and then later on we can go to the party.
Okay. Do what in the day? Like, well, do what?
I probably take her out to eat or something.
She want a free meal.
Yeah, she's going to get fed. She's going to get fed. Let's start over, because this brother, he has to learn. Let me break it down with this guy.
Can I interrupt? All right. So what if she's inviting him to a public place because she does not know him or haven't been anywhere? Like, that's a public...
When women...
Not to cut you off, Bree, but, like, she know me. I mean, we walk around doing it. We eat lunch together on our breaks.
Y'all work together.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The fact that y'all work together, she's inviting you to another event where there's going to be a bunch of other people who know each other. That's a red flag. When a woman wants to get to know a dude on an intimate level, and she's serious about it, she'll go like to a restaurant at night somewhere, you know, where there's not a lot of people that she knows, because she ain't trying to introduce no nigga to her friends like that right away. You don't want to do that. Women just don't like doing that. So if she's inviting you to a place where there's a bunch of other people, usually there's some other niggas there that she's kind of messing around with, and she's using you to kind of show that she's a boss, she's a player about her shit. Women do shit like that.
Damn. You trying to make him jealous?
You got all of that?
But if that's the case, she can go to the party like by herself, right?
She can. That's why she gave you a throwaway invite. That's what that is. She's giving you some old throwaway invite, so it's not like a real date. It's like, hey, come on to the party. I'm going to be at this party. You come on down. Because it sounds like she's already fucking some dude, so now she has plausible deniability. She can say, I ain't on no date with this nigga. It's a party. Shit, I just told him to come on down. You understand? Yeah,
making them jealous, the other guys jealous?
Right.
People do that.
They do that. People so do now you come around there snooping around her, giving her the googly eyes, and she's over here flirting with the nigga she's fucking. I always tell guys, don't ever go to no place. Don't go to no specific place that a woman invites you where there's a bunch of people that she knows, because it's always a setup. Don't ever do that.
I mean,
this nigga.
Oh, I didn't even cut you off.
Go ahead. Nigga, you did me. You keep saying that, but you keep cutting me off. But go ahead. I mean, what? Explain your part, brother.
I don't think that's the case, man. I know you don't.
Simps never like to accept reality.
I'm like, right.
The niggas always hoping and wishing. Yeah. You hoping and wishing.
Yeah. But I mean, she ain't got... Why would she have to invite me to the party to see some dude that she fucking... She can go to the party herself. I don't need her to go to the party.
I know. No, you don't even get it. I'm telling you. It ain't about what the fuck you need. This is about her playing chess. It ain't about you. You don't mind. She can go if she won't do. Nigga. you still ain't getting it. That's why she's using your goofy ass. Yeah. To come up there to the party with your googly eyes ogling over her, and she's gonna be walking around like the princess of the ball.
Damn, that's Tariq.
Like, you know what? Tariq ain't lying though.
Yeah.
Cause I don't wanna say I did that, but
you did it. Just say you did it.
I swear. I didn't do exactly that.
Because the guy I was talking to, he kinda invited himself to the party I was going to. So I was like, oh, you can go if you want to.
Yeah.
And then when he came,
a throwaway invite. That's a throwaway invite.
But I didn't think he was really going to come.
Right.
So he came, but at the time I was talking to this dude. And that was the nerd. Remember the nerd back in the day when I was talking to him? And I knew the nerd was going to be at this party. So, but me and the nerd wasn't really like that. And the guy came, and I could tell the nerd got real jealous.
Yeah.
Because he seen him. So I was kind of happy that he ended up coming.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
playing
yeah,
niggas against each other. Women love doing shit like that. Women love doing shit.
And in my mind, I feel like she invited him because it's a general area,
nigga,
and we can become friends first.
It's basically an episode of The Bachelorette.
Right.
And she's in there with a bunch of niggas vying for her attention. Right. Women like doing shit like that.
Nah.
And you're a contestant, nigga. You are a contestant.
And he's steady saying
no. No, no, they like that, though. Yo, she really liked me. I feel like we got some connection.
I disagree, too.
No.
It's going to be so many women in there. It's like this every
year.
So
why don't you turn it around? Turn it around on her. Since it's going to be so many women, you go get your holler on. You go to the party and you get your holler on. How about that? And then she goes,
holler on?
Get your holler on.
Get your holler on.
Get your holler on. Okay, Layla's hanging around with a lot of white girls out here.
Ass holler. Get your holler on.
Get your holler on. God damn. Layla's been hanging out at Spring Valley High. You better go get jiggy with it at that little shindig and get your holler on, buddy. Get your holler on.
That was kind of wack as fuck. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
You was into it too. Get your holler on.
And drink some Coke 45, you jive turkey. Layla get her valley ass slang.
I'm sorry. Sometimes my valley comes out. I can't help it, y'all. I'm from Seven Valley.
Go ahead, brother.
So about like hanging out like earlier in the day, I shouldn't do that either, huh?
Free meal, hell
no.
All
you gonna do is feed her. She wants to be fed early. You gonna give her a free meal?
Wait, Layla and Tariq, how many people supposed to date nowadays? If he can't take the girl to lunch,
he took her to lunch already. You said you took her to lunch.
She's friend zoning the fuck out of this dude. You don't go on no daytime date.
She is.
That ain't none but friend zone shit.
That's free meal.
I ain't say I was trying to be your husband, but...
No, nigga, don't try to.
You backpedaling
now. Don't backpedal with the pimping, nigga. You trying to get it in. No, I'm just trying to be casual. No, nigga, you thirsty and you simping, nigga. Don't try to backpedal with it.
That's true. If I go on a daytime date, it's like, not you.
Oh, that's the most unromantic. There's nothing that says non-romance.
Free meal only.
Than hooking up at Applebee's at 1:30 in the fucking afternoon, all right? Yeah.
That's a
work lunch. You dig? That's a work lunch.
But, oh my God. Why
even invite me if you're going to be messy?
Because you a simp, nigga. Because you a simp.
Yeah, you missing it.
Why they doing it to me? Because you a simp, nigga.
You just on my side, Bree. What's going on?
But you still got to catch what he throwing. Like, I disagree with what he saying, but you got to catch this shit.
God, this nigga talking about why she doing this.
Yeah.
She doing it because you let her.
You allowing it, dude.
I told you it happened to me by accident.
I'm allowing what?
The simp dude. When women see a simp, they going to work a simp.
Absolutely.
Nigga, you going to be paying some rent pretty fucking soon, the way you acting.
God knows
women love a good simp, dude. Accept your simping.
Stay woke.
You got to accept your simping. Brother, are you going to accept? We're having a simp intervention. Right now, nigga. Brother, acknowledge that you have a problem. That's the first step to recovery, brother.
He making it hot in here.
Brother, I know it's hotter than a motherfucker in here. Brother, are you going to take heed to what we're trying to say to you?
Okay, go to the party and just talk to a bunch of holler. Holler at everybody.
Yeah, get your holler on. This is what I want you to do. Listen, I want you to go to the party and then call back next week and let us know exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
I want to know exactly what happened. All right, go to the party. Go on the little daytime date and let me know what happened. Let me know everything that happened. Let me know if you got the drizzles.
I just gotta make sure I pick up the phone, man. Yeah.
What's your name again? What's his name?
Jamie from Dallas.
Jamie, okay.
Jamie, what's your Instagram? We gotta put a face to the simp.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
We gotta put a face to the simp.
I don't really do the social media.
Stay like that, Jamie. Don't do
social media.
I'll call you back and let you know what's going on. So, how do I peep? You know what I'm saying? If what you say is going on, like if I'm just there so she can see some other dude that she's fucking with.
The fact that there's not going to be any type of intimate connection with you guys. You're just going to be like a nigga standing in the corner being friend-zoned. You understand? You're going to be introduced as a co-worker. You understand?
Okay, okay, yeah, I got you.
That's how you're going to know. But Jamie, hit us back up. Hit us back up next week. All right, Jamie? Thanks for the call, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ah, ooh, damn.
Heavy simping vision.
My
right
God,
here,
brother.
The whole thing.
He's one of them hard head niggas.
Like,
she don't really, she ain't fucking with you like that. No, man, really, it ain't like that. Not to, cut you off, but I ain't.
He's mad. Oh, he really wanted her.
Man.
Then he said he didn't.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be serious.
I ain't trying to be your husband and shit. No, brother.
Oh,
no.
He really like her.
Lord. Ladies, when y'all see a simp dude.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
I go the other way. Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, well, let me work this nigga a little bit.
I don't really, I get real hungry sometimes, so sometimes I might go out for the meal. And I feel bad sometimes because I know they really like me. And I was like, you know, let's just go. And I'd be trying to force myself to like him. And I'm like, no.
But sometimes, look, y'all like, look, you know, I ain't get my check this week. It's my check don't come until, my check don't come until Friday. I need a nice meal. And you pick up that phone from that simp. You don't work a simp. You've never worked a simp. Not negative.
Now.
But work them in the sense of, you know, you don't really want to get with them, but it's a free fucking meal.
I never do it for the free meal. It's more so like, I'm fucking sick of you asking, and I want to be a good person and go out on to lunch
like
with you.
Sometimes.
Like, I don't even care about the meal. It just be like, I know you a good person and you mean well, but I don't like you, so I'm going to try and be a good person.
That.
But then
just to go to go, just out of boredom, basically.
Yeah. No, not out of boredom. It's like,
yeah, it is. Well,
that's boredom,
no,
Bree.
It's not.
That's boredom.
No, it's not because sometimes I take time out of my day to do this shit.
Really? For a mother you don't like?
But it's like, you know, they being nice. They ain't doing nothing wrong. Mm-mm. Especially somebody like you have a rapport with, like, say, somebody I work with. I got to see you every day. You're going to keep asking. Like, I've done that. Mm. Oh, okay, yeah, let's go to lunch.
I've done that.
Bree is full of shit.
I am full of shit.
Bree be
I'm
out there.
Full of shit.
Get me the calamari.
You are a whole
lot. The salmon. The catfish nuggets.
Filet mignon.
Shit.
You are entire liar.
You be working that damn menu, Bree.
My birthday last year, I had just stopped talking to the guy I was talking to.
Yes.
And I was like, damn, it's my birthday. And this guy, he wanted to take me to the Hamilton play. He wanted to do all this stuff. And I knew them tickets was like $900.
Shit.
And I felt bad because I knew this man wanted to get married. He told me he had no kids. He was 40. And he was like, Layla, I'm looking to get married. And I felt so bad because I knew I don't want that. Mm, you know what I mean? Mm, but I still went. I still took his $900 ticket. I still let him take me out for my birthday. And I kind of felt bad. I did. And I told him. And I was like, you know what? I just don't think it's going to work. And he was really sad about that. But I had to at some point be honest. I said, I felt bad leading him on. But I did. I'm not going to lie. I did do that because I was bored.
Yes.
And I didn't have nobody. And yes. I did do that. And I didn't continue to lead him on. I felt bad.
Let me. Some simps. Can I have some simps call up? Some simps. Some former simps. We're having a simp intervention. Let me hear
we
your story.
Having a simp intervention.
Yes, my God.
I'm a simp. Let people ain't finna call you and
some
say, my
are.
Name is Jerome and I'm a simp. Like, what the fuck?
If you are suspected of being a simp, let's just say it that way.
Simp? And a phone call comes through.
Man.
Not
let's
be no simp.
Let's
I'm
see.
Pissed at you.
Let's see who we got on
this
the phone.
This is so funny.
What's up? Who's calling?
And a phone call comes through.
Man. Hey, brother.
Hey, Tariq. How's it going, man?
All right, my brother. What part of Nigeria are you from?
It's funny that you already know that. My dad's Nigerian.
There you go. I hope
and my mom's Jamaican, but I'm born in Canada.
Oh, goddamn, brother.
Wow.
You an international nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. What's on your mind, brother?
Free Layla, what's going on?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much, not much. Yeah, so... yeah, just called to say what's up. I called him before months ago. I'm Ola from Canada. I don't know if you remember that, but I'm the other Ola.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember you.
Yeah. I remember you.
I kind of do too. What's on your
Ola,
mind?
Ola number one.
Yes. Ola number two. We got Ola number
got
one.
Ola number
yeah.
one.
Yes.
But yeah, I just want to call him, say what's up again, and just a shout out to you again, Tariq, because you're very important. You're very important to like the black community worldwide, and the thing is that the way you are, like you have you're not very preachy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
right.
you have street smarts. You're hip, and you tell the damn truth, and you do everything you want to do, and no one could twist you. It's good to see, and it's. I just love what you're doing, and just keep doing what you're doing and be safe, because I do compare you to Malcolm X. I know a lot of people want to be like, oh, how could you say that and shit like that, but you do put your life on the line to, you know, to get our people forward. And, absolutely. You know, I always appreciate that.
Man, I respect that, brother. Much respect to you, Ola. And shout out to you and the Canadian family. Shout out to your pet moose or whatever the fuck you got up there in Canada. My man, but thank you, man.
Bad takes.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, brother. My man. Yeah,
y'all take care, all right? Take it easy.
Yeah, that accent. Yeah, people talking shit about my man's accent. That's a cool accent.
I love that.
Yeah, because it's not all the way one.
Yeah, it's all over. Some people, somebody said he sounded like Drake.
Kinda. You know? Yeah, when he be doing it. That this interlude.
That nigga got an accent that sounded like he be finessing old white women. I love you, Kathy. Nigga doing it.
That's crazy. He has the both accents.
Yes, indeed. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
I don't know if you saw. Okay, so I think Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett. I don't know if they got like a season now or like a full blown setup. Hello?
Hold on. Hello? Who's calling? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I had this thing call back with that fucked up phone. But go ahead with Red Table Talk.
Yeah, so there's another season coming out. It don't come out to the end of October, but they've already shown previews of it because they've got Will Smith to sit down at the table with them.
Yeah.
And so the preview that they showed is Will Smith explaining how Jada woke up every day for 45 days straight crying. And he was like, it was the roughest part of their marriage. It was like the roughest time in their marriage. But they made it through that. Like 45 days crying. I remember being in a relationship 5, 6, and 7 years and like really having bad, really low days.
God damn.
And being like, oh, I can't do this shit no more, you know? And him saying the same thing, like, oh, I can't do this no more. And that is the norm for our generation.
Yeah.
But then Will and Jada made it through. So I'm excited to see what the rest of that table talk is going to tell.
I wonder what he did, because I heard he said he dropped a bomb, and I'm like, what's the bomb?
Yeah, he said that was the worst I felt.
Did he ever say what it was?
Well, it was still the preview. They ain't gonna give you the whole show.
Okay. I want to know
so now you want to watch. Yeah,
he said he dropped the bomb. I was like, damn, what is that bomb? Like, and for 45 days,
and for them to have their as complex as their marriage already is, you know, it's like, when you have a marriage that, you know, you guys have decided, you know, you're going to do your marriage how you want to do it. It's crazy to me that there are still things that'll make someone get, you know, bring them to the point that they cry in 45 days.
What do you mean complex? Like, what do you think is complex?
Because there's been rumors about them being swingers having an open marriage.
So I think people think, okay, because I heard this earlier, you know how Kalani, like, she's bisexual or whatever, and she's having a baby
by a bisexual dude.
About, yeah. So somebody was like, okay, so they're in a relationship. When two people are bisexual, do they just still go out and be with other people? No, just because you're bisexual, I think you could be in a monogamous relationship if you're still bisexual.
You saying that because you saying Will Smith and Jada are bisexual? I wasn't saying because they was bisexual. I'm saying I've heard there's been a lot of rumors for a long time that they have an open relationship. Like,
oh, really?
They deal with other people outside of their marriage and still have, you know.
But you know what I heard about open relationships? I heard that they pick, like, okay, you could talk to her and that's it. Like, they have, I mean, I just know somebody that was in an open relationship, and this is what they said, because I don't understand it either.
I mean,
it gets very greasy up in there. Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. It's
I think
a gray
each
area.
One is different. Yeah. You know, like, one open relationship ain't gonna be the same as the other. Like you said, there might be like, oh, this is the only person, and it might be like, whatever you do is what you do. Just don't bring it back to me.
Right.
So I don't know, but whatever the hell he did to make her cry for 45 days, and you could tell the look on Jada's face, she was like, oh shit, you said that.
Oh damn.
Like, you
I
know,
wonder if he gonna shit. Say what it is.
I think sure. I can't wait to see that.
Wait, when is that coming out?
October 24th, I believe.
Man, I'm gonna count down. I'm gonna set my alarm.
But
on
then
that
it's
one.
Still only on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Facebook
it's just on
network.
Facebook still?
Yeah, they working that. That's what's up. I saw Willow this weekend over by the Grove.
Really?
I feel like I did too.
Yeah, you were you over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had like that little festival thing, and yeah, she was walking down the street with some cat.
You should have been like, Willow.
Yeah, I'm like,
I feel like I was like, Willow walking. Willow? Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I
just casually
like
walking
that.
Down the street. I'm like,
that's
okay.
Crazy.
All right, but you know,
you should have asked her about her grandmama since you. Yeah. like, yo, yo.
Lord.
You know,
man.
You like that lady.
Yeah, that grandma is fine in the mama. Shout out to them. So shout out to them.
Every single time.
All right, let's see. Let's get one more good call before we get out of here. What's up? Who's calling? Oops, let me answer one more time. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Randy from North Carolina, bro.
How you doing, Randy? What's going on?
Same old, man. What's up, Islam family? How y'all doing today?
Hi.
What's up, Randy?
Same old, man. I'm on the job trying to get loaded, man. Hey, look, y'all still talking about them simps, right?
Yes, we are.
Hey, bro, look, man. It's a lot of Macs, man, who in denial, who don't really realize that they be simping, man. I think a lot of it got to do with a man trying to pursue a woman and chance of him thinking he's the one that can change everything around, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of things that's making these dudes real simpy, man. A lot of them don't really accept the relationships that they have with women. A lot of these niggas are in platonic relationships, and they've deluded themselves into believing that she's just playing hard to get. They still got a shot. And niggas,
right.
They got to be honest about what's going on in these relationships that they have with these women, not even relationships, just interactions. That's what makes a nigga a simp. A nigga who doesn't acknowledge the reality of the interaction they're having with these women, and they don't understand that they're being heard because they don't want to understand it. These niggas are projecting their fantasies onto the women instead of accepting reality. You feel me?
Exactly, man. Hey, not gonna hold y'all, man. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy the Mac lessons, man, and peace, man.
And where are you working at, bro? Where you at right now? Where you work?
Oh, man, I'm on boats. I own my own trucking company, and, you know, right now, man, I'm in the middle west of Bumfuck, my friend. like I say, yeah, man, I also work for Organic Food Distribution Company, but, you know, I'm a man of many hats, man.
Man, get your money, brother. Love that, man. Do your thing, brother. All right, that's our brother Randy from North Carolina. Doing his thing, working on trucks, delivering
on his
food.
Own trucks.
Right.
That motherfucker's probably balling out, by the way. Right? Don't trip on them working brothers. You know, the brothers work with, they be getting that pay, but them trucking.
Oh, yeah, they make money.
Yeah, the brothers in that trucking make a grip doing that shit.
Yeah, they do.
See, ladies, that's who y'all need to be getting with. Y'all be trying to get with niggas who's blinging and balling and all that shit. And get one of these brothers who's doing hard work like that. You dig? I'll be trying to tell these two goddamn girls to be doing that. They out here trying to fuck with niggas with gold teeth and shit. Find you a good trucking nigga. And stop fucking around out here in these streets.
Oh, my God.
You dig? So anyway, let's get up out of here. Layla, what y'all got? What y'all got going up for the weekend?
Your cousin called me over the weekend.
Yes.
Shout out to Jerry,
Tariq's cousin. My cousin Jerry.
He called me up and he had a Rhythm Spoons idea.
What was the Rhythm Spoons idea?
Okay, Bree, did he call you? Did he hit you? Okay. So he called me up. He was like, I know Bree gonna be down. I'm hit up too. So he thought of a wonderful idea. Chat room, I need your support on this. So Jerry is also Sagittarius, just like me and Bree. Me and Bree's birthday is 2 weeks apart in December. And he's like, since Tariq's is, you know, doing a big old concert on December 22nd, we need to have a big Sagittarius after party. Either he said before you perform, like a day before or a day after, we need to throw a big party for Sagittarius with Bree, Layla, sell our books, and it'll be for Mink Slide, the Mink Slide after party. And he said, you know, because every time you have a concert, you know, Drake, they be having after parties. This is going to be your after party, but me and Bree are going to be there, and we're going to be the after party. Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, I think he texted me that, too, and it's already getting this damn the show together. So oh, my God, that's just too
much
work.
It's just a club.
That's a whole different thing.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's a whole lot of work to get that shit going on.
That it shouldn't be that much work. That's Layla City, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Layla ain't got the hookup on the goddamn
club.
I do.
I could just, you know. Layla have us in a
Layla have us in a juke joint with one bottle of fucking Patron and a birthday cake.
You know what we could probably do it at? What about the lady? I forgot her name. She was a really beautiful lady that we went to when we went out there. It was a jazz spot, kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She used to be in the music industry.
Yeah.
We could, like, maybe do it there. Like, that was
Jay's
kind of
restaurant?
Jay's place, I think. Yeah. I'm just making up shit. But I'm just saying, like, we could, like, do some shit there. And
That's going to be too much goddamn work. I'm already.
No, me and Bree will put it together. That's Bree City. Bree lived in Atlanta the same time as I did.
The last time I had y'all put something together on your own,
we did a great job.
I had to intervene and fix the shit.
You know what? Tariq lying.
He is lying.
He is such a liar.
Hold on. The ISM books didn't look like this at first, okay?
But
the ISM book didn't look like this at first.
But
I let Layla.
Pictures though.
I let Layla handle that. Nigga, Layla was down at Kinko's.
With a notebook wire.
With a notebook with some sewing thread making books. It was janky as fuck. Do y'all understand me?
But the pictures, though, the photo shoot, all that was me and Bree, the photographer, the makeup artist,
all of that was
the stylist. That was me and
all
Bree.
Of that was
Tariq
them.
Wasn't even in town when we shot that. We put all me and Bree put all that together by ourselves. Yes.
And I was so pissed that they y'all did all this and your ass is up at Kinko's. She came in here with some cardboard cutout pictures. I'm like, hey Tariq, we need a stapler. Like. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
I know, Tariq was so mad at me.
I was mad as shit.
He was so mad. I was like,
I'm like, really? Really, nigga? This is, because we're going on the road, and I'm like, okay, we're going to slang these bitches on the road. And Layla came in here.
It's ready to go.
It's ready. I looked at them shits.
You was pissed that day,
man. Oh my God,
ooh,
I was so
Tariq
goddamn
was so
pissed
mad
off.
At me. My I was like, how do we want to come to work?
And
like,
she was in here just a nigga splaining, which was making it worse. Oh, it's see what happened was I didn't know because they were closed on Monday. Then I had to go to a Pilates class. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it.
I wish y'all could just see where the camera's going.
So no, I would have to work with you on some shit. But
okay,
anyway,
maybe we can get it together. We'll see.
Layla, what is your gram? Rhythmspoons.com.
I swear to God.
Y'all don't understand the shit. Layla be in here with some Rhythmspoons. Oh my God, Layla! Look, what we need to do. I got an idea. Let's do a circus. The ISM circus. I know somebody who we can rent an elephant from. I used to date him, but I don't date him no more. We still cool. And then I know a juggler. I dated him, but not really. I dated him, kind of, sort of dated him.
Oh, shit. go to hell, Tariq.
Don't see me coming to him with Rhythm Spoon.
Go to hell.
You sound just
oh,
like
my God.
My God, man. So Layla, what's your Instagram again, dear?
Make me sound like a damn thought. I dated him. Oh my God, okay. Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ, okay?
Yes, indeed. And Bree, where can we find you, dear?
I'm at Bree.Aria, that's Bri.Arier.
Yes, indeed. And you guys find me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys have a great evening. We will holler at you guys next week.